Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen.
You know, the older I get, time flies. You know, this is Christ the King Sunday. Oh, it was like yesterday we had the Advent candle up there. We were lighting the candles. And now it's the end of the church year, the culmination of all the hymns and sermons and prayers we've done comes to this Sunday. How quickly things pass. How do you visualize Christ as the King? With a crown of gold on his head, was giving wisdom to his followers, like on the Sermon on the Mount, healing the sick, raising the dead, preaching the good news of the kingdom, or Christ Pantocrator, as our Eastern Orthodox brothers and sisters call him, the victorious Christ on the cross, the Christ who we say Christ victorious. Of course, this is all true. So why do we have this lesson on Christ the King Sunday, this lesson from the crucifixion? In our readings, instead of a throne, Jesus is nailed to a cross. Instead of a crown of gold, he has a crown of thorns. Instead of hail to the chief, it's crucify him, crucify him. He is mocked, he is spit upon, nailed to a cross. This is a pretty weak-looking king, isn't it? He's looking as if that he's totally defeated, that he lost everything, that he's totally vulnerable, nothing to hide behind anymore, naked on a cross, nailed there. Yet, outward appearances could be deceiving because God sees things different than the world does. As we read the Gospels, we see that Jesus never referred to himself as a king, as the Messiah, as the Christ. Rather, he called himself a teacher, rabbi. He called himself the good shepherd, the servant of all, the son of man, a human being. So we who follow Jesus need to be open to the same spirit, the same mind that is in Jesus. And we can have that spirit too because we received it at baptism. As St. Paul reminds us, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings, and humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Or as Martin Luther said, as his explanation of this passage of Scripture, Luther said, when all the possibilities have been exhausted and all has been reduced to nothing, the one who created us out of nothing does his proper work. To rely totally on God, nothing and no one else. Heart, mind, soul, and strength. Being submissive, open to God, to let God fill you. Only then are we brought down to earth, humble, human. We're created to be human beings, to praise God. We are to be open with joy and thanksgiving to the greatest gift, the greatest energy, the greatest experience that God can give us, and that is called grace. Grace. The grace of his word touching us, forgiving us, welcoming us to his house today again, and giving us a clean slate, making us his people again, knowing that nothing we can do can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So now with new eyes, let's read again what Karen read a few moments ago in our second reading. For in him, in Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. All of God in Jesus. And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, all things, from the Paramecium to the Milky Way, to a little baby, to the greatest ruler of all the world, all things through the blood of the cross. Well, wrap your head around that if you can. Through the blood of the cross, all things are reconciled to God. In Jesus is the fullness of God. In him, everything holds together. And his rule is grace. Grace. It's like the story of the 17-year-old young girl who had a lot of pain in her life. Her mother and father were divorced, and she became increasingly rebellious. And late one night, the police arrested her for drunken driving, and she was put in the station, the police station, and her mother was called to pick her up. And her mother picked her up, and they didn't speak at all till the next afternoon. Then the mother broke the tension by giving her hungover teenage daughter a small gift wrapped in a card. And the daughter nonchalantly opened the little box, and inside was a rock. And the daughter rolled her eyes and said, "Cute, Mom, what's this for?" And her mother said, read the note. So she opened the envelope and took out the note and started reading it. And tears started coming down her eyes. And she dropped the letter and went to her mom and gave her a hug. Because on the card were these words: "This rock is more than 200,000 years old. That is how long it will take me before I give up on you." This is the type of love, and even more than that, we are guaranteed in Jesus Christ. This kind of love is called grace, amazing grace. Grace which allows people to pay the consequences for their actions. At the same time, grace that never, ever gives up on the person. Never. Today, we see our King nailed to a cross. Perhaps this is the only way that God can get our attention. The crucified scene is so ugly because sin is so ugly. Rebellion against God is so ugly. People hurting one another is so ugly because our fallen humanity can be so perverse and twisted and deceitful. And in love, God entered into our condition. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to love us, to let us know we're never alone, to let us know we always have value, and to transform us. So today, in thousands of churches all over the world, on top of the steeples, like our church, a beautiful cross, there's crosses, because God highlights exaltation through the crucified one and gave his name so that every name in heaven and on earth or under the earth will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Christ is King. This is the way of God most clearly seen in the crucified on the cross. His throne is the cross. This is the grand finale of the church year, that we see the highest of the high, the most glorious of the most glorious, became the lowest of the lowest and became one of us and took on flesh even to the way of the cross. For in this way, in the crucified Jesus, grace is delivered to us and shows us the gift and the model of how to love others with that humility, with that listening, with that honoring, with that loving. Maybe not the actions all the time, but you love the person because God does. That's what God did for us and does for us and will continue to do for us to eternity in Jesus Christ. And because of this today, on this Christ the King Sunday, we can say, thanks be to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.